Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello and happiest of Fridays. I hope you have a lovely holiday today.
Holiday?
Yeah, it's our weekly holiday, you know.
Oh, I was
going to
say.
Did you get me anything? Did you get me anything for Friday?
Came to work.
Oh, thank you so much. I got you a boat ride.
Oh, excellent. I look forward to that.
Oh, you're going to still go?
Yeah, I asked the first thing. I'm like, are you still going to go?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I think I'll be okay.
You guys, it's going to be so fun.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And now it's not on a 48-foot boat anymore. It's on a 90-foot boat.
I would go out there.
It got changed
if
yesterday.
If I could, I would go out there and just get ripped.
Don't get ripped. We're not going to get ripped, Vinny. That's not the point of it. The point is to go out and have a nice day on the bay.
Lunch and drinks. No, yeah. I can't.
I'm not going to get ripped.
I took a Lyft in today.
So that you don't have to worry about
it. So that you can get ripped.
So that I didn't have to worry about my car.
Right.
Yeah. Me and Brent are going to leave our cars here. We'll Uber. Yeah. We'll all Uber over and hop on the boat. And Johnny Mosley, Mount Gay Rum, Ding Ding Sham. Thank you. We'll tell you all about it. And watch our Instagrams. I'm sure
we'll post some.
God, I swear to God, I think the last time I was on a boat, it's possible I got on a boat at my dad's house. Unlikely, but possible.
Well, he has one. I would think that you did.
I don't like to be on boats, though, and I can say no to that. Oh. And a lot of times the kids go out, you know, they're going to go out for hours. But it is possible I was on a boat there, but that would be the last time I was on a boat. And the one before that was definitely Costa Rica, where I was like, I'm never getting on a boat again.
Right.
So I had a very bad experience in Costa Rica.
I heard the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love boats. I have no problem with them. I always look around going, why is everybody tripping?
Johnny Mosley's taking us out today, and he was saying that... Because I was like, listen, I do get seasick. I don't want to be sick all day. And he's like, you probably will be. Just have a drink. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then he said that this new boat that we're on, yesterday the boat changed. I really don't know why, but now it's a 90-foot boat.
Everything changed. Yeah.
So it's a 90-foot boat, and he said it's way less likely that you'll get seasick. The bigger the boat.
Well, yeah, it's like a cruise. You know, those cruise ships, people don't get sick because they feel like you're just on land.
Right. It's a floating hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll be fine.
I'm
scared. I'm always scared though.
Yeah, lunch and a couple drinks will be, and it's only a few hours.
Yeah, no, it'll be great. We'll be with friends. Yeah. And it'll be awesome. Maybe someone will bring some doobies.
Like you're gonna.
I know.
You're totally into it.
I'm not. I promise you, I'm not. I would tell you if I was. I wish I was, because, man, when I was a kid, I would have loved it if it was legal.
Holy cow!
All of us.
Hey, Bryn, I don't want to bother you with anything, but okay.
Uh-oh.
Told you. I'm telling you, he's like...
Well, people know what they sound like.
Yeah. It's true. Journey.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stop believing. Def Leppard.
Love breeds.
That's what you go to.
It's what I need.
I was going to do too late.
Too late.
Can you do Photograph? That was a hit, like,
look
of the MT.
No, that's not that.
That was a huge hit of the MTV era, right?
I want to touch you. I
don't want your
photograph.
I don't need
and Foreigner.
Feels like the first time.
Feels
like the very first time. First feels.
Mm.
So we don't need you, Bryn. You got that. We have it. September 21st, that's 1 week from today. All three bands are performing at AT&T Park, and you can go if you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Call us up, and it feels like the first time. It feels like the
It's too late, Bryn. We already did it.
Yeah,
we're good.
We did already do it. Thank you. Call in 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Actually, we have a ton of killer stuff coming up today.
Yeah.
So we have another pair of tickets for that Michelle Obama talk in December.
Right.
And we also have something I'm not even allowed to announce before 8 a.m.
Right. Don't do it.
I won't do it. Mm-hmm. It's good, though. See
don't
it down
do
there.
It. See, don't do it, Vincent.
I shouldn't have said it, should I?
Yeah, because now he's actually going to look at the rundown.
I look at the rundown every day.
You look at the live spots.
He looks for the live spots and what sponsors he has.
Yeah. He's like, contest, what?
Where do I have to plug Jane?
Right. can you yell to
get
Brynn
the double meaning there? That
I,
was.
I do right. Get it. Yep. Happy Friday.
You need Brynn again?
I do. I was going to talk about Big Brother. I just need it for one little thing.
Listen.
Oh.
A lot happened. So
a lot
I
did.
Hope that you really give us your thoughts. Let's hear it. Break it down for
us. Well, first of all, I want to say that there's if in this clip that he's going to play, there's a big spoiler. It was a double eviction last night, and the name, well, sort of the name of the person that was evicted second. Did you see the last 2 seconds of the show?
I know what you're referring to. I watched this morning. I didn't watch last night, and I didn't see it. But when I woke up this morning, the first text from the missus was, she signed off as,
you can go ahead and say it. I mean,
Julie Chen Moonves.
Right. It didn't exactly roll off her tongue. And she also called the person who had just been evicted by the wrong name. So she's sitting outside the Big Brother house with blank. I'm Julie Chen Moonves.
And she's never said Moonves before, right?
Never said Moonves.
That's a real statement.
It's the only comment she's made. She's been off the talk all week.
Yeah.
This is her first time back on camera. She actually seemed like she was in a good mood. As much as you can tell from the Chen bot. So here's a... So major spoiler alert. She's going to be mispronouncing the name of the person who was just evicted in the second round because, anybody who's living for double eviction, you're going to know who went out, which was great and surprising and actually made the show so much less boring than it has been lately.
Agreed.
All right, Brynn, I'm ready.
Okay.
This is the sign-off. Oh, good. Julie Chen Moonves. Good night.
So,
good job. That was way to keep the spoiler intact. Although she says his name wrong, so it's actually sort of funny. She's so concerned about saying Moonves that she calls the dude the wrong name.
So someone wrote an article that said, Julie Chen gives a subtle nod to her husband. And I'm like, that's not subtle.
No, it's subtle at all. She's never said Moonves before. So
what do you think about that?
Well, look, I hope that they actually have a happy marriage. I wish that for people. I think there's nothing like it. I hope they do have, that partnership that, we're together no matter what comes. I got you, you got me. I count on that, and you could count on me. I hope they have that, and I think that that's a nice thing to say.
Do you think they have that?
I hope so. I'm saying I hope that they do. I have no idea what kind of relationship they have.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to bang that guy. Ooh. But
you wouldn't want to bang her either.
Oh, I'd do her.
You
would. I'd give it to her good.
Oh, the angry sex.
I would angrily. I would.
Stop talking on Big Brother.
Yeah. At least watch the show. Know the names of the characters.
The names, right.
Yeah. I'm not going to hit her. My mushroom slapper, though. My giant one. I have a huge one, so. But anyway, I feel like that's the right thing to do. If suddenly my husband was embroiled, I would start using my real last name too. I'd be like, that's it. I'm in that tribe, and those are my people. And
I do think that there's probably a list of a multiple choice reactions you could have, and there's no doubt just double downing on that's my husband. That's who I chose. I'm not going to feel like I chose wrong.
Right.
I feel like the person I knew is different than the person everyone's describing, and I'm going to support. I get it. And they have enough money that neither of them ever has to work again.
No.
So she has to decide, am I going to be with this guy?
And live on our private island
and
far,
forget
far
about
away
the
from
public,
everyone.
You know, sort of reality of it all. It happens on social media a lot, too, though, where people go, I didn't mean what you think I meant. I didn't say that. I'm not apologizing. I absolutely... And then another day passes and they're like, I'm really sorry. Yeah. It turns out I was wrong. I didn't. So I don't know if she'll continue to hold the line.
Right.
Because well, I do think the waves
yes.
can become.
Only the first wave has crashed.
Unstoppable and relentless. And when you're on social media and you have this continuing to enter. Look, this zone or, that I'm circling where
around,
my hand is
around
in
you?
Front of my face with my phone.
Oh, oh.
This is my personal space. You're in my world now.
Right.
So if I click on my little phone and now it's all coming into my world through here, I have a different reaction to it than if it's out there and I'm not seeing any of
yes.
it. You get what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like
that's nicely put.
That's my app
mm-hmm.
on my phone. And you just told me I'm supporting a rapist or whatever.
Right.
That's hard to deny, and especially if it continues to come in one after bleep, 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 right. bleep.
You suck.
13 times.
Sucks. And everybody about right. you sucks.
Bleep. So
yeah.
I don't know.
It is. It'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out, and it'll be interesting as these allegations are talked about and people come forward with lurid details, how she'll feel. You know, one of the things, a clip I remember, I've never watched the talk, but we've certainly seen tons and tons of clips of it over the years. And one time she was talking about how early in her career there was a man who told her, you're not going anywhere unless you get that nose fixed and those eyes fixed and blah, blah, blah. And she was crying about it, if I recall mm-hmm. correctly. And so it's not like, look, in this business, in that business, TV, I think more than, you know, than radio, there's a patriarchy and there's a dude who's telling you what will and won't fly, what you can and can't do, what you are and are not capable of. And so she survived that and got to where she is. So some of what she's going to be hearing about him and the way he manipulated or allegedly manipulated women, and held advancement, et cetera, over their heads, that's going to chap her hide. That's her husband. And we don't know what's going on in their relationship. Maybe they just have it's like daisies and roses and rainbows and unicorns.
You know what? It would make the show, The Talk, actually really good and watchable and newsworthy and probably rocket it to the top if she was real.
Right.
And if she came on and said, I went home and we had it out and here's what went down. Like, I want to hear that.
You know, you'll never hear that from her, is my guess, because she is not a good ad-libber at all. She would have to, like, I actually don't think she's capable of presenting that, though. She's just got a facade, and so maybe behind that, with him, she's someone totally different. But I've never thought she was.
But that's.
I don't love her as a broadcaster.
If she wants to turn this into something, that's the way.
Totally agree
the other thing, I don't know what they're like. Maybe she is like, we haven't talked because I can't stand to look at him right now.
Right.
If I see him in the hall, I'm going to spit on him. So right now, you know, whatever.
He's living in the casita at our house.
I don't, any one of those things would make, but if she comes on and is just like, so, you know, Ben Affleck's in the news. He lost the Batman job. Like,
right.
Okay.
Well, she might be instructed by legal counsel to not say anything because it could jeopardize a case or any of the 13 cases.
But she could come clean and say some stuff like, here's what's happening at my house. I mean, honestly,
from
like,
her angle.
Can you imagine if John or Dusty or Johnny V or one of our significant others was suddenly in the news and we came on here and didn't talk about it? Like, that would be, it's almost a betrayal of the people who've spent any time listening to us. Like, really? You're not going to talk about that thing that John did? Or
And mm-hmm. she's not built her career on that,
right.
And we have.
Right.
But I do think there's an opportunity here for her to bond with an audience that may, that could have a whole new
absolutely
feeling for her.
She could let down her guard and
right.
be a person who, you know, I might actually suddenly respect. But the thing about a show like The Talk, you know, and even The View, and all these sort of panel shows, because she's been a newsreader all these years. She was a news person. So she gets this talk show, and she's still, like, bound to the what's it called?
Teleprompter.
Thank you. I need one of those, obviously. She's bound to the teleprompter, and she's super stiff, and that's like one of the things I hate about her on Big Brother. It's just like everything is like, go stand on this mark, walk over, stand on this mark, say this word, do that, read the script that's in front of you. God forbid that thing goes down, because you're not going to be able to say, you can't ad-lib. You're right. She has an opportunity here to actually let her guard down and find out who she is. And I think sometimes TV people don't even know who they are in real life because they never get to be that person.
I think the Moonves sign off was like the crack of the door for her to be able to say more about her life and herself. And,
right.
And even if you're going to, this is the end of it for you, wouldn't you want to sign off with like,
don't go away with your tail between your legs.
Quietly.
Right.
Like, say, sit, let us know who you are so that when you split, at least we're like, all right. Well, when we hear about the divorce, we know why, because she's mad.
Right.
And has a right to be.
Yes.
Or they're not that couple and that he's the power monger that we thought he was and she just tiptoes around him all the time.
Right. Is she under his thumb, too? I know. It's just so interesting. Because you're right. It actually, like, if she doesn't come out and say anything about it, I mean, it could be many reasons, just that she doesn't have.
Well, the lawsuit thing, I think, is valid from one standpoint. You can't say stuff. But she wasn't there.
No.
She can just say.
She can certainly talk about her experience in her life.
Right.
Here's what's going on. I'm making him sleep in the guest house, and we have a one-hour meeting every day where we talk about what the hell did you do, what's going on, and I'm super pissed. And yeah, it's embarrassing as hell. But this is a man I love. And I'm going to do what I can do to. And we have children together. I mean, I actually feel like that would make her so much more relatable.
Right. So.
Oh, my God. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. So she. Yeah, mm-hmm. You are. Anyway, good for her. And Big Brother, great last night. I love the double eviction nights. I thought that the person who left dug their own grave. And Julie Chen Moonves actually called him on it. The person on it.
Crunch.
By saying, you know, but you said to one of your alliance members that you were ready to put these other alliance members up.
Well, he made a play and he thought that he had a special connection with someone. Mm.
Boy, all the swagger was gone, huh?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's the way that goes.
Guy looked like a deer in the headlights. Like, what just happened? He's, like, wearing his flip-flops and a pair of, like, dolphin shorts. Like, he has no idea what just
happened. I actually left the room for a second, and when I came back, they were talking about, how are we going to get his stuff to him?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't have his stuff together.
No, he had no idea he was leaving. It's interesting, too, because clearly there's a rule book. Because they actually referred to, she says, in the rules, it says you nominate one person to put your things together if you get evicted. Someone's got to pack all his stuff.
Mm. I don't know. I don't think it matters because none of that stuff actually fits in those little teeny prop bags they walk around with.
I think it's going to be really fun next week, or I guess maybe it'll be Sunday. When do they do the segment where they show up at the...
Oh, that'll probably
at the
be
jury
next
house.
Week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be next week.
Well, there's only 2 weeks
left.
Or
Sunday, I mean.
Right. In fact, when does it... I think it ends a week from Wednesday.
Right there.
Yeah. Oh, and then Survivor starts. Oh, my God. Okay, Bryn, what's better? Roseanne Barr ranting about Ambien in an interview with Dr. Oz or the new trailer for the new Coen Brothers movie.
I haven't grabbed the Roseanne thing yet.
Well, then that sucks.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that one.
And the other one is more visual.
Oh, all right. Well, then I'm just going to find one more little thing. Oh, here's something. Modern Family fans, they're going to kill someone on
Why?
The show.
It's a neighborhood type show.
Yeah, Modern
no
Family.
No one's gotta die.
Modern Family is going to kill off a character this season. One of the producers says it'll be a significant character, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a main character. He says it'll be a moving event and an event that has repercussions across several episodes. Oh boy.
What's up, Ellie?
It's just an email. That wasn't a text. It's probably from Lamps Plus. Death is certainly a topic that families have to deal with, and on television, it's not easy to do because that's a heavy subject. But at the same time, it would seem unusual for a family not to go through it. So, beware, everyone. They're trying to drive. I mean, look, people love Modern Family. I don't know if they need help with ratings, but they've been on a long time.
Maybe someone wants to leave.
Or maybe they just want ratings.
Yeah, no one.
Come on.
That is a money train. I see that in reruns in like 3 or 4 minute clips. I never have sat down to watch a whole episode, but anytime, for some reason, it's on my TV when I turn it on. Mm. And it's always pretty funny.
Yeah.
The gay couple cracks me up.
They're great. Netflix has released the first trailer for its anticipated original film from the Coen brothers. It's called The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. It's six Western stories crammed into one movie, like little vignettes. I guess it's Joel and Ethan Coen's collection of stories that they've written over the years, and they were originally going to do a series with it on Netflix, like six standalone things. They're like, we're going to cram it all into one movie.
The trailer is really compelling. It looks very Coen-esque.
They put it into the Venice Film Festival in August, and it's going to be debuting on Netflix and in theaters. I guess they're going to put it in a few select theaters, probably to make it eligible for Oscars?
Yeah, you can do that.
November 16th. So the trailer's out there. Let's put that at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, a link to that trailer. Thanks, because it sounds like it's just a visual. What's coming up in the news, Vin? Oh. Vinny? I mean, Hooman?
I'm sorry, would you ask me?
Nothing.
I'm watching the trailer.
Okay. What's coming up?
Blow the dust off your gavel, Sarah. We need you to be judgy.
I love it. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Oh my God, it's Friday, it's Friday. So much going on, I keep forgetting that it's Friday.
What's going on?
All kinds of stuff. I mean, somebody was out till 2 a.m. at the Dave Chappelle show. Somebody's going on a big boat today. Somebody just wrote to the station to offer my brother an interview.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What's where? Who?
Somebody, they're up in Petaluma. They said that they are a C-sharp.net house. I know.
Petaluma's a great spot for him.
It would be a perfect spot for him. Counter commute, too. Like he'd,
That's a good spot. Like he could actually make a home near you and be good.
Yeah.
Because if he ends up in San Jose, he's not going to live in Marin.
Nobody, and he's also not going to live in San Jose. I mean, it's not like it's not affordable.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think he might be able to do something up there. Anyway, whatever. It's just a nice lady wrote and said, tell your brother to call me. I'm like, fantastic. Hey, you guys, listen. Speaking of wonderful, marvelous things that are happening, Michelle Obama is coming to town. Future President Michelle Obama. becoming an intimate conversation with Michelle Obama. It's happening Friday, December 14th at the SAP Center in San Jose. There are tickets that are going to go on sale next Friday, a week from today at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. And you can win a pair right now. This is her book tour, Becoming an Intimate Conversation with Michelle Obama. 800-400-3697. We'll take caller number 9 and we'll give you a pair of tickets to see the former First Lady.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in
Berkeley!
That's more like it, everybody.
Now you can have some enthusiasm.
All right.
You weren't here yesterday and he was bitching because I went in Berkeley. It's like, hey!
Poor Berkeley just got hung out yesterday.
Well, we made up for it today.
Yes. And our boy goes there.
Yeah, he's there right now.
Is he?
Well, yeah. He's going to come home tomorrow. We're having a little birthday party for John.
It's John's birthday?
Monday.
Oh.
Yeah.
How old is he?
54.
Oh!
I know.
Holy crap!
I know. God, we're getting so old.
God, that sucks!
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It does.
Yep.
Sorry about that, John. Yeah. Anyway, here's what's happening. I wanted to start with this because we do all have almost instinctual reactions to things. And I was curious what yours was going to be about
this. Okay, so this is my judgy thing?
This is your judgy thing. It's not the law.
Okay.
It's more of a...
just a gut call.
A gut call. I'm going to let you guys all have an opinion on this, if you don't mind. A dad's viral Twitter video of his
baby girl trying to nurse on him has the internet on fire. Dad has pulled out his nip and allowed the baby
to try and latch on.
Yes.
The baby doesn't know.
The 8-second video has been viewed by almost viewed almost 5 million times since it was posted last week. The dad in the video is seen with his daughter. She's 4 months old. Mm-hmm. I was just sharing a moment of bonding between my daughter and I, he told Good Morning America, as this viral video has now has him on tour. Mm-hmm. Babies, like we all know, do baby things. So even though I didn't know that babies find the nipple for comfort, I did think the video was incredibly funny, and I wanted to share that laugh with my followers and friends on my social media.
I have some questions.
Sure.
Does he let the baby latch onto him?
I have not watched the video.
Can we find that video? I want to see what I want to look at this video before I make my snap judgment, because I have feelings on this. And if you've ever been around a baby, and I know you currently are.
Yes.
You can barely, if you just swipe their cheek a little, they'll turn toward it and try and suck. It's like a total reactive thing. And we used to call it sharking. They will.
They do
the
that.
Air.
You're right. And one of the ways you know that this kid's not colic, so she's cries when it's appropriate. So far. Right. She cries and we go, oh, she's hungry, or she's crapped herself, or
she wants a little love and attention.
The other one is gas.
Okay.
Or she needs to be burped. So we're sort of on that vibe, but she definitely, if you're holding her, I've had her turn her face to my arm, where right here where I'm pointing to is my bicep. Mm-hmm. She'll turn towards that and try to
latch on.
And I'm like, oh, you're hungry.
Right.
Okay.
This baby is latched.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Let me see this.
Is going far beyond. Yeah, that baby's nursing him.
Well, you know what she's doing is she's just going to sleep, basically. That's a comfort thing. She's sucking like she might suck her hand or suck on a. So I guess the question is it wrong for him to be allowing that to happen? That's his little girl. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Okay.
I think the thing that's wrong here is that he decided to share it on Twitter, and that when she's 15 years old, that's going to come back to bite both of them in the ass. Like, you sucked your dad's nipple.
He got a lot of criticism, as you'd imagine.
Yeah.
So, but let's put it in your house. So you come walking in to the room as the mother who's been breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. You're sore.
Yeah.
You're filled up with milk.
Yeah.
You've got breastfeeding paraphernalia all around you. And there's your husband in the middle of it all with his shirt off, fake breastfeeding the baby.
Here's the thing. I think the line here is that he put it on Twitter, because I actually think John had actually said to me, I'm jealous of what you're able to provide and that I can't be a part of that. And that looks like frankly, I loved breastfeeding. I had no idea how much I'd love it. The closeness, the just a baby in your arms attached to your breast, and you touch its little face, and it reaches its hand up and touches you and puts its fingers in your mouth. And I mean, there's just nothing like that. Like, I'm tearing up right now thinking about what a wonderful experience that was. Why should the dad not get to experience that if the baby latches on to, like, the baby's not going to get any food? Is it wrong? I don't know. What's the guy's intentions? Like, is he a perv? If it's just her daddy and he just thinks, oh, God, this is so funny and cute and I'm going to share it,
He happens to have his shirt off. It's not like he pulled it off to make it happen.
Well, there's definitely pressure to be skin to skin. They tell you that.
Sure.
It's repeated in the maternity room.
Right,
repeated, the skin to skin. You hear it.
Yeah.
I can tell you that although my instant knee-jerk reaction is, that's a no. Bob, I'm going to say no way. And if my kid were trying to latch on to me, I would pull her away a little and be like, no.
Yeah.
If you're hungry, I'm going to hand you to your mom, right, or I'll get you a bottle, but you're not going to.
So that's your knee jerk. Your knee jerk is a no. So
I don't care what he does. That's not my kid, and it doesn't matter to me. But I thought it was interesting that that little video has him making an appearance on one of the morning shows, national television morning
shows.
Well,
I will say that there's zero creepy vibe there. As far as this dude is not
creepy about it.
It's not sexual.
He's sort of laughing. Right. Yeah, it doesn't come off as that because I, you know, I do think that there's
creeps.
There's
in the
creeps
world
out there that would be like, yes, latch on to me, like gross.
Right.
But he's just a dad who's having a little fun. The little girl is just a tiny baby, and she's, you know, she's doing what babies do. She doesn't know. They just want to suck on stuff. That's all they care about. So I.
Well, they can't do much.
No, they don't have a lot of options, you know?
In fact, that's instinctual.
So to answer your question about if I walked in and John was doing that, I'd be like, oh, that, look at you. And I'm sure he'd feel embarrassed, like, oh.
Yeah, if I walked in, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Well, I don't think
give
I'd
me that.
Do it that way.
I would instinctually
oh, you
think
would
that. What are you doing?
Right.
Give me that.
Huh. Yeah.
You're weirdo.
Like, don't do
yeah.
that. But I don't know if I'd be
guy,
mad.
But watching
or...
the 8 seconds of video seems innocent enough, and he's laughing about it.
Right. Like, can you believe
it's
what she's doing?
Quite silly.
Yeah.
But...
well, people need to, you're, you know,
well,
they need
comments?
To have their
do you
reaction.
Have info on what kind of comments
there were
people
a lot,
were saying?
Not cool, bro. Not cool was yeah. one of them. This is child abuse to the extreme, wrote one. This man is a bleep off. Not cool, bro. Not cool. I hate to say it, but that's not cute at all.
I don't know.
He says, I haven't responded to any of the negative comments because everybody is entitled to their own opinion, but maybe those opinions just lack the proper information and knowledge behind them. That's from the dad.
Yeah, I think that if it happens and you're surprised by it and, you know, you don't make it a traumatic event in your life, but if you're doing it all the time, like if now this is his thing, he holds his baby and lets her suck his nipple. On the other hand, why do men have nipples? Maybe this is why, and we're just all so uptight that we can't understand it. I don't know.
Well,
as
the
long
story,
as there's no, like,
the story I've heard is we all start out as
female. Like the first cell is female,
and then
right.
there's a change, so we're stuck with the nipples after it's determined we're not going to be.
Yeah, but still, it does seem like
why wouldn't they fall off?
Why wouldn't they just not develop? I don't know, but they do, and they do in every species. So,
right.
Yeah.
Someone sent an article. I just clicked on it. It's at theguardian.com. The headline reads, Are the men of the African Aka tribe the best fathers in the world? Little subtitle. When the women hunt, the men look after the babies, even letting them suck their nipples.
Yeah, I mean...
yeah, I mean, they do... how is that... I mean, it's different. But how is it worse than a binky? You know, you put a little pacifier in their mouth. They just want to suck on something. I think as long as there's no creepy vibe. Although, is there inherently a creepy vibe? I mean, I feel like kind of weird saying I don't think that's bad because I can see where the wrong people involved in that. It might be. I don't know. What, you know what? It's wrong. I'm just going to go with it's wrong. don't do that.
I don't like it.
650 says the odd thing about the breastfeeding dad posted on Twitter is that he posted it to Twitter, and if a woman did that, it would be taken down immediately. Double standard.
You can't post breastfeeding?
I don't know, but
if the nipple's covered, I don't know why you can't. Didn't I thought Chrissy Teigen put up a breastfeeding
she did,
photo.
Yes.
And did they yank that down?
Well, she's check. Like the mayor of Twitter, so right. whatever she
really
does,
is.
I'm sure it's fine. Anyway, coming up this Sunday, it's National Guacamole Day, everyone.
Ooh. Have to have some guacamole.
People love it.
Oh, Marcus when he was
doesn't
here,
like
he hates
avocado.
Yeah.
He's posted about that many times.
Has he really?
Yeah. I follow him
I just
on
Instagram.
I
don't know why so many people have such strong feelings. It's like, if you don't like it, just don't eat it. You don't have to bitch about it.
Well, because so many people love it. Mm. It's similar to, I don't think it's similar to sushi, but it does have that, like, if you don't like sushi, then anyone who eats it, you're like, you're eating raw fish, dude.
Yeah.
Ugh. And I think that... my dad didn't like guacamole, and he would say, it's green mush. That's gross.
Yeah, let me have some and smear it on this.
Yeah, I agree. Mm. I don't normally make it, but man, you smear some avocado on toast too, and it's like...
I'm basically anything. And we make guacamole probably 2 or 3 times a week at least. And we smear and just have it in the fridge. Like, you just mash it up. And we don't put a bunch of stuff in it. Like, it's lime and salt. And that's it. So you can add whatever you want to it when you put it on your thing. But it's basically a condiment in our house.
Half of people say they love the guac. About a third of people say they eat it at least once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have avocados on the countertop at all times.
Just ready to go. Squeeze one out onto a sandwich.
I
eat it with salt and a spoon.
I eat it with eggs. I almost can't eat eggs anymore without having some avocado next to it.
Oh, I like that with some diced tomato.
Oh, yeah. I had that this morning.
Oh you did?
Tomato, avocado,
eggs?
Cucumber, and I put some chunks of mozzarella in there with vinaigrette.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're back.
Well, I'm taking it slow. I was telling Newman yesterday I'd made top ramen because I thought that's the only thing I could eat, and I took a couple bites.
And then did you?
No, but I just was like, I can't even
swallow this.
It.
Oh.
I love
but
top
then
ramen.
Yesterday was our anniversary. And so...
did you go out for dinner?
Oh, God, no. Ugh. I didn't even get dressed yesterday. I took a shower yesterday morning intending just to come to work, and I just, after I'm sitting there all wet, just like... I can't do it.
I know you actually did. It was late for you to have said,
was,
I'm so sorry, I'm not
really
coming
trying.
In.
I was really trying. I was trying, but yeah, by the time I figured it out that I couldn't do it. But I made John pork chops and scalloped potatoes and then that little tomato salad.
Were you able to eat?
I ate a couple bites and then I just waited for him to come home, served him dinner, and bye.
Going to bed.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 707 says, people can get sick on seasick on cruises. My husband spent most of the time on the ship in bed.
Oh.
And not in a good way. Great honeymoon.
Aww. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, you know, and I should mention, because I don't get seasick, but it's not because of anything I've ever done.
Right.
I didn't like
some people just don't.
Yeah, I didn't earn it.
Right.
It's just almost like someone who's got a great hairdo or is super tall. You didn't do anything to acquire that.
Right.
It's in your genes or whatever.
Right. You get it or you don't.
Right. So, but I don't, and this poor person does.
Yeah. That sucks.
Sarah, where do I go for good food in Boston? I want to avoid the tourist traps.
Oh, well, what part of Boston are you in? And
oh,
don't
come
worry.
On. Just,
I mean, well, you know.
Just say, what do you love?
I love everything there. Find a little sub shop that isn't a chain. Walk in there and have lunch. Find a pizza. Find any bar and say, hey, do you make pizza? And you'll have the best pizza you ever... Well, if you like that kind of... I love bar pizza.
Bar pizza.
Yeah. Seafood, go to the coast. Drive up the coast and find a place that has lobster pots boiling outside. And you'll... you cannot lose in Boston. Just don't go to a chain.
Okay.
Go to the North End and get some Italian. Oh, my God.
408 says, with Christina on maternity leave, she's going to miss her first Dreamforce at the end of the month. Good luck getting around the city from September 25th to September 28th.
Yeah,
the Salesforce thing's happening at the end of the month.
You guys got to go out to the beach.
Oh! And by you guys, you mean everyone who works here and needs to get through.
Yes. Hooman, you don't have to worry about it. I'm going to go north. You guys all have to go all the way around.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yuzi, do you ever do that? Go out to the beach to get out of town?
No.
Oh, so you're just going to battle through on Embarcadero.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to the bathroom real good before.
I'll wait.
Take your time and wait.
And make that straight line.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I have more Superman news, I think.
Yay! Mm.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.